I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
number one, on the bag is A, the gift of faith. Now, this is the presence of an inner confidence, gift of faith. This is the presence of an inner confidence or trust that what God has what? Revealed by His word, comma, word of knowledge, word of wisdom will come to pass irrespective of the present situation. May that gift come upon you now. In the name of Jesus. That what you declare from this day, as you say it, that is how it will happen. Paul operated in this gift. He could announce in the midst of storm that there shall be no loss of life. That in the midst of challenge, you say, relax, this thing will not happen. That's gift of faith. It's different from the normal faith. The normal faith is that you hear God's word, that's different. Gift of faith is operating at another class. Where you dare the impossible. You do the incredible. You declare what men are afraid to say. How many need it? You need it? He said he will give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. You are going to ask. Oh God, I want the gift of faith. The spirit of faith. I want. Oh, look, when you're praising you, they tell you they will sack in the office. Say, quiet. Sack who? Me? Sack who? MD sacked. And the following day they will come and sack the MD. When you're praying in that gift, people, you do something that people are afraid to do. You will see yourself operating at another class. Am I talking to someone? I said the first, the reason why God gives you the gift, why are the gifts of the Holy Spirit necessary? Number four, for the profit of all. For the what? Why should this gift for the profit of every one of us? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. So God is giving us these gifts for us to make what? Profit. To make what? That's why I say, how many are businessmen? He gives you the gift to make profit. To make what? In your own business. Come, if a man is operating in the gifts of the Holy Ghost, no devil can stop his contract. Akepo. If you operate in the gift of the Holy Ghost, you cannot fail in exam. That's why every Christian needs the gift. You cannot operate in the gift and a witch near you, you will dewitch the witch. It is not given to pastors alone, it is given to every child of God. And it's available. It's available. It's available. Now, gift of healings is under power gifts. Under what? We have faith, healings, and working of miracles. This is to supernaturally, the gift of healing is to supernaturally bring cure for the sick and oppressed. This is to supernaturally bring cure for the sick and what? Oppressed. Spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Spiritually, what? Physically, and what? Emotionally. To make whole in the fullest sense of the word, saving from disease and its effect. You need this gift to get. Okay, you are MD, for instance. He's sick. Huh? And then hospital, no cure. And it's not born again. And God used you and it became what? Will you remain at the same position? Okay, don't get this gift. We said that, say, like they did it. Money they are talking about is a man's gift to make it room for him. If you have this gift and your MD say, you see, I've taken all the treatment all over the world and I'm not getting better. He says, is that so, sir? Can I hold your hand and pray for you? Because he's dying, he will say yes. He say, please, church, my clerk, come. I can't understand. It's beyond medicine. Everything after you put your hand on him and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. And cancer leaves. I tell you, be the clerk. You be the clerk in the office. The clerk. That means when he's coming, he said, that clerk, when I'm going for the next overseas trip, put his name. If it's a one contract, he will sneak one and put in your hand. You need it, my brother. You need it. It's not for only one person. Hello. It's for every child of God. And he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all what? And from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their disease. Verse 18. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Look at verse 19. And the whole multitude, take note, sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them. That was the gift of healing. They touched him. The whole crowd, hear this. In the case of the woman with the issue of blood, her faith made her whole. This was a different case. He never said their faith. Everyone that touched him, they were all healed. That is the gift of healing. Do you understand how? The woman with the issue of blood, not everybody was healed. It was our own faith. But when Jesus demonstrated the gift of healing, everybody, whether they had faith or not, most people, when I operate in that healing, their faith does not take a part to play again. Check in the church. When the gift of healing comes and I begin to say, most people, they don't even know what happened. They just see the thing go. I don't understand what I'm talking about. That's the gift of healing. We sing here, I just say, somebody's healed. They didn't exercise faith. I didn't even preach. I didn't even say he took. I'm not assigned with the gift of healing. You understand? No preaching. Have you not seen it happen? If you're in this church, it's very easy to understand the gift of healing. No preaching. I didn't say, he said, by stripes, you are healed. Himself took. I won't preach. I will just come up like this. And then gift of healing begin to walk. Every single time I say, well, my eyes were blind. I opened. I had this lump. It vanished. No quotation of Bible. No scripture was quoted. But the gift of healing was begin in operation. How many like this gift? Tell your neighbor, me, I love the gift. In case you don't want it, me, I want it. Do you want it? You want it? How many covet good gifts? How many like the thing I carry? This one, you get it with that. It will not be like other ones. This one, you get it. Bam! Bam! This one, you don't even need. Just say, I love it. How many love it? 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 Gifts are transferable. He said, covet earnest good gifts. Is it a good gift? This one is good. It's what? It's good. He said, as many that came to Joe were all healed, irrespective of the healment or attack, they were just healed. They were just healed because the operation of the gift of healing was, the gift of healing was in operation. Shout hallelujah. And it is available to everyone that cares to have it. The gift of healing. It's a threefold cord cannot be broken. That if our earthly fathers know how to give good gifts, you shall give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. How many have asked in faith? How many have asked in faith? Lord, in addition to other gifts, specifically in this service, we ask for the gift of healing. As many as desire this gift, oh God, I agree with them. He said, if two of us shall agree as touching anything, let that gift begin to work in the name of Jesus. Any sick you pray for from today will be healed in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you minister, miracles, signs, and wonders of healings will take place in the name of Jesus. As you remain connected, it will keep working.
Coming up on this series.
Every child of God is born a sign. When you are born again, you are born a sign carrier. The truth is, the Bible without miracles would have been nothing but a storybook. Take away miracles from this book, it will be a literature book. What makes this book, is miracles. If you take away science from this book, it will be like any other encyclopedia. Every born again child is supposed to be a miracle worker. I mean, understand what I'm talking about. Miracles are not reserved for evangelists. Every born again child of God is supposed to be a miracle worker. So here. Everyone sick, no matter the disease in your body, not tomorrow, right now, I command that disease, go out of your body. In the name of Jesus.
When he came yesterday, it was swollen. That is what we call an asaka.
Every depth of here will be open right
all over the body. From the chest, the tummy, the legs, everywhere will be
swollen.
It was so swollen that it could not even butt in the store.
It could not butt in the store.
He's already on his way for another transfer to India. He's supposed to travel any moment from now. But he came to this service yesterday, he was touched by the power of God. All the swelling has gone down. By now,
will you give Jesus a big hand?
Jesus,
everyone, check yourself.
At sometime in January, about 4th of January, I was in Houston and I decided to do my annual checkup. Went to the doctors, gave my blood, and it usually takes about 48 hours, thereabout, to have a full blood work because of the backlog of people. So, just about when I was coming back to Nigeria for the 21-day fast, I got my blood work result in the mail from the doctor, and it showed that I had a very high cholesterol, astronomically high cholesterol. It showed that I had no vitamin D, and low testosterone. At that instance, I got worried because in the natural, it would mean that I would have to be on medication for a lifetime. And we had just started the fast. So I said, look, you know, I've seen so many miracles. I work with a great man of God, Pastor David Ibiome. And I said, I cannot be around him and something does not rub off on me. So I set my mind that I wasn't going to take the drugs, I wasn't going to take the medication, and I was going to be part of the 21-day fast, which I invariably would have been part of it. And I was sure that I was going to get my testimony. On the last day of the Five Nights of Glory, rather, which ended on a Sunday, I had a ticket to go to London, which I had not used. So I decided that after the Five Nights of Glory, I'll go to London, which was closer for me, and do a repeat test. So I go to London, and I get in on a Monday morning, and I do my test, and the result was to come out at 4 p.m. that day. So I just kept on praying. I called our Father and the Lord. I was privileged to have his number, called him, and he said, my result, everything will be normal. At exactly 5:30, I got an email, and I also got a call from my doctor. And I opened my email box, and to the glory of God, my cholesterol was normal. Every other thing was normal. I had the vitamin D that they said I didn't have that could lead to weakness and all kinds of stories. Ended up being very perfect. So I saw no reason why I should keep it to myself and not try to use it to encourage others, because it was amazing for me. It was my first major medical miracle. I've had financial miracles. I've had other kind of miracles, but one that I can testify and hold and say, God did this medical miracle for me. I'd seen so many in the house of God, Salvation Ministry, seen so many, blind seeing, deaf hearing, lame walking, but I had not had any of my own, and this was my first. You know, in life you have the man that gives birth to you, who is your biological father. And then somewhere along the line, you meet someone that becomes a spiritual father, a mentor, a man that will tell you the truth regardless. Because, I'll say this, when I was in the world, I used to be a smoker, a drinker. And when I started coming to Salvation Ministries, he never had the ministry of condemnation on me. He used love to win me to the kingdom. Those things ended naturally. Those things left naturally. He has been an inspiring factor to the growth of my business. Why do I say this? If you hear and listen to him preach, you would actually think he's a businessman, because he's telling you with real life situations on what is happening. And if you put it to practice in your business, you see the manifestation of what he has said. In terms of mentorship, what better mentor than a man without any blemish? Integrity is God's glory upon your life showing without any blemish. You are who you say you are. And he has proven that over the years. I challenge anybody that can say otherwise. In my times of personal issue, he has ministered to me. And I've had a huge relief come upon me. He carries an unusual grace that is backed with a strong sense of love that comes out of him, and you cannot change that.
Praise the Lord. My name is Kennedy Okoko. My testimony is on health restoration. On the 7th of January this year, I was in Houston at the beginning of the fast, and I went to do a medical test. And a few days after, the result came out, and the doctor called for me. I went in, he said that I had very high cholesterol, and that with my weight, it was possible that I'll have a heart attack. And he also said I was very deficient in vitamin D, which could lead to a lot of pains in my joints and endless, at the end of the day. So at the end of the day, I came back, finished the fasting, The five nights of glory, I put into my prayer request that I wanted perfect health and that I was not going to be a prayer topic. And I laid a seed quietly without telling Papa. And then on Sunday, after nights of glory, I flew to London. Monday morning, I did a test in London and everything was normal, completely normal.
This is a test result done for Coco Kennedy in lab called Houston. It showed the cholesterol level to be 234 milligram per DL. That is high. The lipid low density cholesterol showed 167, which is also high. A repeat test done in the doctor's laboratory on the same person on the 28th of January 2013 showed the high density cholesterol 1.1 millimole per liter, which is normal. Low density cholesterol showed 12.8 micromole per liter, which is normal.
Moment of Miracles with David Ibiun.
Kingdom Exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness, Wisdom for Healthy Living, Succeeding with Challenges, Created for Distinction, Wisdom for Family Peace, The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Which is that obstacle before your family? Which is that obstacle before your health? It must go now. It must go now. It must go now. Cancer must go now. HIV must go now. Problems must go now. Barrenness must go now. Failure must go now. Every mountain must go.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ebiyomi, you could call +234 703 897 5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiyomi, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.